Oh, right. I'll get through
Wait,
this.
Wait, I'll keep it quiet.
My ball sweat is so pronounced. It's just dripping. If you think, it's like if there's no a leak
in
the studio.
I'm going to get this off you.
Well, not in a cape. No, I'm okay. I'm not contagious now.
You'll be past it now.
Basically, I've got the cold and I've not got COVID. Part of me thinks that cloud of noxious chemicals we went through kicked
my
it off.
My eyes stung for about 3 days.
I think some of that went into my lungs and just kicked it off.
That was... Now...
Basically, that's going to kill me, that stupid
Before
tour.
We start, I'm going to talk about our tour video.
Uh-huh.
Because you may think we're lying about this, but we said before we went out, we're going to make Dundee look good. We always talk bad about things. We pick out the lower sides of Dundee. Yeah. Let's make it look good. And none of that was a lie. That was, as you saw it, we sat on a wet bus, soaked through.
Got gassed.
Drove up the worst part of Dundee.
Back
went
again.
To a toilet. Back again. Left Dundee.
Yeah. Only to come back. If it kept going, I would have been on site.
Would have been happy.
Yeah, took us to Edinburgh or something, but no.
Why didn't the bus go along Riverside, a beautiful drive, below the rail bridge?
Yeah, yeah.
Up to the Botanic Gardens.
Yes.
Up to Camperdown.
Yes.
We have castles all over. You could end up at Broughty Ferry Castle. Clay pots.
We have more castles in Castlevania and Dundee.
We have castles fucking everywhere.
I live in a castle.
I'm
you live in a
sick
castle.
Of them. I want them knocked down. But there's so many castles.
But we just did the worst. It was bland.
Unbelievable.
Okay, what's funny, I'm
still shivering.
I've told people.
Yeah.
That, God, it was shit, the tour.
Yeah.
And folk have said to me, did you listen to the headphones? I said, no, made all the difference. Now, that's a load of nonsense.
How can me being soaked through to my testicles make any difference listening to someone going, and now this is the Tay Bridge and there's cars on it? What are they going to tell me?
What
could they possibly tell me?
Imagine if it was Brian Cox just saying,
oh, for
and
fuck's
the moisture you feel in your testicles.
The moisture you feel in your testicles.
That's Dundee rainwater.
That's Jason Bourne.
Dundee,
fuck him.
Dundee rainwater.
Jesus.
Good.
So yeah, it wasn't
said,
deliberate.
What we could have saved it with, the tour, wenches.
Oh, God, a wench.
If on each level there was a buxom Dundee wench.
Not from Dundee. We'll get someone who's
Dundee adjacent.
Dundee adjacent, yeah.
One of those. What about Shireen Nanjiani?
Okay.
One of those good-looking weather girls. Can have the giant long arms. That's on BBC Scotland.
Do you remember her, Judith, that used to dress?
You're talking about Judith Ralston.
Oh my God!
Judith Ralston.
Weather girl, secretarial.
Judith Ralston used to be stapled into a uniform.
Oh, how did she get dressed?
Excuse me. Judith Ralston's, she got her car locked into a multi-story car park in Dundee. And there was a couple of guys who had a cleaning business there and they saved her. And she was saying how wonderful Dundee was.
Oh,
they turned around. I think it was the same guys. There was a couple of lads that had a cleaning business, car valets, car washing. And then they set up the original business. This is before Just Eat and the delivery services. Where on a Sunday morning they would show up at your house with a bottle of Iron Brew, a McDonald's and paracetamol.
Genius.
They were ahead of the game.
That's business.
But then the big boys came along and fucked them. Yeah, it was quite a journey.
It was a journey.
What people don't understand is
it was terrible.
Some folk will say to us, oh, you've just done Dundee down again. You've done Dundee down.
Right.
And you've made us look stupid again. You're no helping. I argue that the very shitness of it is going to attract people.
Right.
Two ways to do things.
We've had
life.
Visitors here, and all they want to do is go to Shite Street.
Yeah.
And see a pair of used underpants hanging on a fence.
We need to get a Shite Street sign made.
Oh my God. Like a blue one.
You could just stick it up in the wall, like a blue plaque with our names on it. It would be there forever.
It'll be there for, no one's going to touch it.
Nobody's going to touch it.
No one's going to touch it.
Have you seen the crap? They took away a load of crap, but new crap's been dumped off as well.
Yeah, it just, as soon as you take crap away, they went, oh, that's a nice space for crap. I'm going to get that in there. So I want everyone to know this, we had a different attitude, but this is the reality of being here.
Yeah.
This morning, I was saying there was a junkie outside screaming the place down because someone had stolen her painting of a mountain.
Well, a mountain.
Have you got a painting of a mountain in here, by any chance?
Well, I was walking past the copies. I went to the post office. Mm-hmm. It was a long thing, but I had to send a tube full of wooden rulers to America.
As you do.
And when I'm going past the copy, there was three shady fuckers.
Oh.
Now, on the the evolutionary scale of junkiness, they were maybe 2 years in.
All right, okay.
So the potential for crime's quite good. They could
they've got the energies.
No, yeah. They still look all right, so they could be. Well, yeah, okay. I guess the stage when you're like that, you kind of go into
like
the
guy that broke in here. Yeah. He was just falling all over the place.
He's no gonna be able to pretend he's got a business and get money off the bank. And the guy goes into his pocket, and just a load of credit cards fell out of his pocket, and he missed one, and that was just sat on the pavement. Look at that,
what?
That card's weird to me. Have a look at that. That's never been used.
Wait, there's no name. There's no.
There is a name, but there's no.
Oh yeah, it's never been used.
Yeah, that was just sat there.
It's not signed. It's brand new.
He did just a pocket full of cards.
Just hand in the police. Tell them where you got it, and they'll be like, "Interesting."
Yeah, interesting.
Interesting. What the fuck?
Weird, isn't it?
Never been touched. That's brand new.
Yeah, just out of his pocket. They were hanging about the card.
It'll
machine.
Be their neighbour or something. It'll be out.
Ah, but they had loads of them.
What?
Yeah.
How do you get that? MasterCard?
Yeah.
Royal?
Yeah.
Very strange.
Very odd.
Oh, God. So anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear.
It's Lemsip's. Fucking awful.
It stinks. It's good for you, though. But
I like to put a wee dash of Sicilian lemon and then some nice honey. And it just makes it a delicious drink. But that's
it's
just
not
lemon.
Delicious.
That's just lemon.
Oh. It's like, you know, when you get a cold and you buy, is it Tunes or Soothers?
I'm thinking of a bubblegum.
Oh my God, you're referencing an advert from 1984.
Isn't it a second class ticket to Nottingham?
Yeah.
That was Tunes, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that was like 40 years
ago. I'm more of a, what's the other lozenge? Tunes with the square ones.
Yeah, and
I like the ones with honey in them.
Soothers. Oh no, lockets.
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 Do you still
brutal.
Get a locket?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, any disease you had, say if you'd been out and lost a leg in a threshing accident, your mum and dad would essentially give you some Lucozade and a packet of Tunes.
I had, you know that norovirus years ago.
That's a shitey one.
I was shitting and. I shit once.
Offensively shit.
And I retched three times, dry heaved during the night.
But I felt terrible. Okay.
You felt so ill, but I didn't spew, just dry heaved. Terrible, right? So I thought, you know, girlfriend got me Lucozade, the usual. Drinking Lucozade.
Are you talking Lucozade original?
Yes.
The golden stuff.
Yeah. Remember, you'd get it in the cellophane around
it.
Yeah,
why was it in cellophane?
Didn't make any sense.
It pretended it was medicinal.
Yes.
It's just glucose.
It's just glucose. So I get. The only thing I could get in me is just sipping this.
Well, I bet you could get a lot in you.
And then a day later, I went, oh, God, I'm feeling better. It's passed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Feeling good. So I'm staying at my girlfriend's house. That night, I'm staying at her house. And I get this little pain.
What pain?
Fucking kidney stone.
Oh, jeez. Too much Lucozade.
So bad, right?
Too much Lucozade.
Go to hospital the next day. They take me in. So I'm there all day.
That's a quick kidney stone.
Eventually, about after 8 hours, there's a toilet in the room. I'm in. I go, I need to go to the toilet because I couldn't go. I peed everything.
There's gas.
And I felt it, not painfully, but I felt it go through
flush.
Me. I was like, oh, fuck, this is great.
Because your penis is very small, but very wide.
Very wide.
It's like a letterbox.
Wider. It's like the...
It's all skin. There's
the
no
mouth
bone in it.
Of a whale shark. And the doctor came round and said, that's great, you've passed it, looks like you have. Because we're going to keep you in, we'll get you home. But we've got the results back. And your glucose levels are incredibly high. And I was, oh my God, I hope they don't have a test for Jammy Dodgers because that's all I ate in the last
Jammy
2 days.
Dodgers.
But that's all it was. And I went, oh, glucose, ooh. It was because I had 9 bottles of
it. Where do they find glucose?
Trees, it grows in trees.
It's naturally
like the glucose,
glucose.
The glucose fruit.
The glucose fruit. Banana and shit.
So, next thing has happened. Yesterday, I told you this.
Oh, you got a car?
Well, you've just spoiled it. I was going to build up to it, but
no,
thanks
don't
for
bother,
that.
Don't bother.
But thanks for
don't
that.
Bother.
I was going to build up to the story, but
go on,
yesterday...
Tell us a story.
Okay.
This company's going to really regret this decision.
Susan.
You show up, they're like...
Hold on,
we
hold
don't
on.
Feel
hold
like
on.
You're the
could
poster
we, could we get to this? Hold on, you're ruining it.
No,
I had a build up.
Go on.
So, she has to get her car MOT'd up at the Toyota garage. So, she drops it off...
Keep going.
I pick her up. I don't want you to die. I pick her up in my car and she goes, oh, look, there was a couple of things, a competition.
Yeah.
Just enter it. And because she gave me it, I don't enter things. I went,
no,
I'll just put my email address in. Yesterday, I get a text saying I've won a car for a year.
Uh-huh.
The lease of a car. Now, my favourite car in the whole world that I can't afford and I would love is the Toyota CHR.
Means nothing.
The new one's come out. I've only fucking won it for a year, haven't I? But here's the problem.
But you don't really need it.
I've got a fucking car which I've just insured. I'm in the middle of moving to a house where I'm going, there's no parking. Now I'll have two fucking cars. Hold on, I'm not complaining. The insurance for it is unbelievable. Can't afford it. So I am so poor, I can't even afford something that's fucking free.
The thing is, it's not free.
Technically, no, because it's going to cost me a fortune. Now, here's the next thing. Oh. In the terms and conditions, I have to do publicity for the place and Radio Tay. Now, my principles are so strong, I am not doing... Imagine me in the picture, standing, taking the key.
So basically... You poor, poor, naive fool. You think you have won something. As 100 people got this, they're just giving this to people's head thing.
No, you don't get a free car. There's one car. It's a lease for a year.
Yeah, but they'll just... No.
It's quite expensive. I'll have to go to the next person. But I was like, I've got to
your wee face was so happy. Oh, well.
Holy shit. But it's still a big win.
Not really.
If the circumstances were different.
No, really.
I'm in the middle of moving a house.
It's not a big win.
To lease a car for a year is quite expensive.
That's not a win.
What?
If they gave you the cash equivalent, but it's not going to be any use to you, the car.
What?
You can't use it.
No, I can't use it.
It's not a win.
I've got two cars to run, but I'm not taking it.
It's no win.
What? Right, if I hadn't been moving, I've got a place to keep it. And then I could sort of use both. But yeah... But it's just I'm in the middle of moving house.
If you won the lottery and got £1 million, that's a win. It's a million. Could you not say to them, I can't have the car. Could you give me the cash equivalent?
No, there's no alternative.
It's not a win.
I feel it's a win.
No, it's not.
It's a cool car. No. It parks itself.
It's like if I won a fucking thing, skydiving.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. It's not a win for me. Pointless.
Yeah, but it's still a win.
No, it's not, because it's no good to me.
Yeah, but it's still... What?
It's like if I won a lifetime supply...
What am I saying wrong?
If I won a lifetime supply of fresh oysters, that's not a win for me. I can't eat oysters.
Can you not?
No.
It's good to know. I have to kill you.
Can eat everything else, but no oysters. It won't kill me. It just makes me shit myself. No, it's not a win.
Good information. Yeah, but it's still a win.
No, it's not.
Well, anyway, I'm sure people listening to this will
can I get a cash equivalent? Could you let someone else use the car?
No.
It's not a win.
Only I can drive it, even though I'm insured.
They're just using you. You're a pawn in their fucking advertising games.
We are, and that is the way it works. But I could have drove around in a car like that for a year.
When they see you, they're going to go,
oh, fuck. Could you imagine?
They'd have loved if who won it. Was a wee lassie called Stacey. And Stacey was a bit of an influencer. She liked to go to the gym. We've
got a podcast.
Type buttocks.
You can see I'm talking about them already.
She would do all the stuff in the courier. You showing up shambolic in your bloody... No.
Well.
Is there a clause? Can dress... Can like standards?
I'm sure the terms and conditions were pretty hefty.
They want you fucking limping up to the podium to see how well you've done.
So... I thought, don't write it off yet. Think about it. So I went on.
There's more to
And I tried to get a quote for insurance.
A cash equivalent.
No, a quote for insurance for it. Let's just say.
How much?
For where I'm moving, I could get it down to 700.
Oh, so it's not a win. It costs you.
Fucking hell. I don't have that. So wait. Hold on. I might have it with this card that you found. Ooh.
There's people who would know what to do with that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No.
Because I suppose you can... Well, the thing is, if someone didn't get it, it's not activated. And if they have to activate it, then someone doesn't have it and they'll go, that's not me doing it. And it'll
just go with the copy and try and buy your sandwiches with it.
Yeah, it'll be switched off immediately.
Yeah.
And then
I'm not going to the police station. With this face, it's best to avoid the police station.
Yeah, I understand.
I'll just put it in a phone box and a post box.
Oh, fair enough. But yeah,
I'll maybe hand into the copy.
What I did as well? I looked at pictures of his CHR, the new one, and the interior.
Yes, it doesn't. Okay.
And it's all big screens on it.
The thing is, you can't even get it for a day.
No,
because you've got to
I've got to insure it, and I've got to have it for the year.
If they insured it for you, that would be good. It's not a bad. So I mean,
well,
it's
that's
not
what kind of.
It's not a prize.
Doesn't
it's not
include
a win.
Insurance. No. Doesn't include. It's just a lease.
Yeah. No. It's, so it's nothing.
So I've got two cars now. If me and my girlfriend both drove, that might.
Yeah, it's okay.
That might be something.
It's okay. I'm fine.
But it's just me that drives, and I've got a car insured it last week.
Yeah. No.
Fuck. But
it's not a win.
It's my dream car, and I'm that close. Yeah. So that's a sign. I'm getting closer to it. It's like, the first thing I've won.
It's like they've said to you, you've applied for a thing on Netflix.
Yes.
And they've said to you, you've won a date with Sydney Sweeney. And you're like, oh, a date with funny time at the end. You're like, oh, with Sydney
funny
Sweeney.
Funny time, is that what you call it?
Funny time with Sydney Sweeney.
Her with the sleepy eyes.
Sleepy eyes.
Gotcha.
Which is docile looking.
Yeah.
So you think, oh, Sydney Sweeney, bovine. Like Scarlett Erskine. No, yeah. Scarlett,
well...
Scarlett Johansson.
I'll delete that.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
And you said you've won a date with her. And you're like, oh, this is good. But you look in the small print and you've got to fly her first class to Dundee and take her out and pay all this money. So it's going to cost you like £25,000.
And I bet they'd say you have to take her on the bus tour. And yeah. Like, no, I'm not doing
on
it.
That, imagine her in those wet seats. She'd be writhing about, wouldn't she? In her bikini.
Do you like this Sydney Sweeney?
No.
I'm not 100% sure who she is. I've got a picture in my head.
No. I like her because for some reason, the incels don't like her because she's got boobs.
What?
No. We discussed this before.
Wait, don't they like girls
no,
with boobs?
Andrew Tate and that. The latest one is eating, boobs, sex, and they're now saying it's gay. Masturbating. Everyone's gay now.
Oh, yeah.
To be a man, you've just got to be...
No, you said masturbating shortens your life.
No.
Did I pick that up wrong?
No, well, judging by the look of you, yes.
Yeah.
No, but she was in...
I'm only 21.
Jesus. Mm. Almost three times that. The, she was in Handmaid's Tale, the show.
Okay,
and you know when people are watchable? So The Handmaid's Tale, she's not the main character. She was a character that featured in it.
Okay.
And you thought, God, she's engaging. There's something about that lassie. She's got a look. She's kind of...
Okay.
And it wasn't like a role where she was in a bikini. It was A Handmaid's Tale, so they're all kind of like this. Mm-hmm. So I thought, she's good. She's
okay.
Something's going to happen with her. And she's kind of popped a wee bit. So, no, I like Sydney Sweeney. I like her.
All right.
And she's unapologetic. She's like, oh, fuck you, Lord. I'll do whatever I bloody want to.
Well, I think
and
she should be that
she's,
way.
She's being a, she's turning I a do. Bit of a scream queen, which I love.
That's good.
People that embrace the horror stuff's always good.
We need a good scream queen. Because everyone says, you see some actresses want to become that and then they just sort of leave horrors and just...
But make a name
it.
For yourself and then do a few horrors. It's good. She's wonderful. In a thing. She's playing a nun.
Oh, yeah. That looks good.
Immaculate or something. That and that good. Does look good. I watched that last Late Night with the Devil.
Is it any good? I'm getting two reports. It's either really good or utter shite.
It's like a period piece. The guy, the main actor guy, is fucking superb. I've loved him and everything I've
He's
seen.
He's good,
him.
Yeah.
And it captures that 70s look. But it's like schlocky. I enjoyed it.
The clips I saw, I thought, a bit too many special effects.
No, but I like those special effects.
Oh, okay.
It's like lent into the practical special effects.
Okay.
No, I'll give it a go.
Okay.
It's
I'll
enjoyable.
Give it, I'll give it a go.
It's enjoyable, but it's like, yeah.
So...
Yeah, so Sydney Sweeney, a date with her, take her on the bus. Where would you take her for something to eat? They would take her to Black Rooster Peri Peri.
Black Rooster Peri Peri. It's great.
I've heard good things about it.
I've heard good things. This is you trying your best to get us some sort of sticker.
Imagine this. Well, one sticker
the thing
would
is,
do.
We're not even looking for sponsorship. We're out there crawling for stickers.
For stickers.
We're going to companies going, oh, listen, we've got a podcast. We're going to have
some stickers.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
We're not good at business.
Well, I was hoping stickers and maybe a free bit of chicken.
Oh, they do chicken? I thought it was coffee.
No, peri peri is chicken. It's spicy chicken.
No, I just thought it was the name because it's in a coffee cup.
Yeah, that's not a coffee cup.
Is that a chicken cup?
That's a Coke cup for juice, fizzy juice.
Oh, they're it's a chicken there.
But they're a Scottish brand.
Oh, how? That's what
it's
we
like
need.
Scottish Nando's. Because Scotland's got similar problems as South Africa.
There you go. Yeah.
We're similarly run down. We've not got a first minister. He's packed in.
Oh, that's true.
He's packed in.
Did you see him? My mental health. My physical health.
Oh, his mental health.
Oh, my mental health.
That's not
true. Well, apparently in the mental health now, all you need to do is buck up. That's what the government's been saying. If you've got mental health issues, come on, get it sorted and get back to work.
These politicians.
Fucking arseholes.
I'll be honest with you, the politicians, they're pretty thick-skinned. You can't be a politician without being a
wee... You mean no health?
No mental health. But he's gone, so we'll end up with that John Swinney guy who's just like the most... He's like a geography teacher that's on a bit of a down spell. He's just
his wife's
like,
left
my name's
home.
John Swinney. Oh, God, he's no dynamic.
He sounds like STV newsreaders when they're on scene of a murder.
He's like a... Yeah, oh...
Despite the rain, the police made it out.
But it's they say he's a safe pair of hands. He's got a lot of, like, and he's been around. He's always been pretty shit.
Oh, wonderful.
He's like an accountant.
That's just what we need.
We need somebody with a bit of oomph. Can we not do it?
Judith Ralston.
Oh, big Jude.
Oh, my God.
You could give her some role. I've not seen
her
on the telly
for a
while.
Minister. No, not at all. The only reason I used to struggle when I was going to, working, yeah, I can't remember where.
Life is a struggle.
But struggling to get up. When you don't want to go to work, waking up is a trial.
Uh-huh.
I'd get up with a spring in my step because Judith was doing the news in her whole...
Tightly fitted.
Oh, my, she was bursting out all directions.
Who's that lassie? She's from the island. She goes, Scotland. She's like a Tuchter lassie.
No, I don't know.
She's
I don't good. Watch. I haven't watched TV in literally 20 years.
Remember Jackie Bird's flappy tits?
Everyone does.
Well, when I was a student in Glasgow, she used to jog past my house. And
one at a time. Amazing. That slows you down.
They were like samosas.
She should tape them down.
Remember she did that Hogmanay show and folk were phoning in saying, oh, Jesus Christ, lass. Jackie, put those away.
I was at, you know, the fire swing in it, Stonehaven.
Oh, yeah.
And I went up to that.
Satanic.
You used to just go up and go
late
to the front
the
and
devil,
watch it.
Yeah.
But it got so busy. There was thousands. You were honestly 100 people back. You couldn't even see it. So
fuck all that. All those shell suits. All that hair product.
But
people
were doing a live report from the, you know, and the camera would cut to it. And it just was the funniest thing. It was all these guys just getting their cocks out behind this newsreader. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Jackie would have loved that. She would have handled that well.
They just couldn't. They just went, thanks, guys. They're all going, got their cocks out. It was beautiful. Okay, texts.
Okay.
The bit you love.
Chris McShadowins.
Good morning, gents. So hope you're both well.
Yeah.
And Gordon's had an excellent birthday weekend. Oh, yeah,
how
was your birthday?
I wasn't feeling well.
Oh, well. Thanks for last week's bus tour episode. It was amazing. Seeing the sights and getting little tidbits. Now, Americans say tid because that was a Victorian change because they didn't want to say titbit.
Okay.
And I used to, we're going out someplace.
They don't
in
like
the States,
saying toilet, do
and they?
They
dropped the pacifier. And I went, the dummy tits on the ground. Holy shit, I thought the ground was going to open. People were pulling knives on me.
Tidbit.
Dummy tit.
Okay.
Tidbit.
Very chaste, isn't he?
Yes. Oh, he is, especially. Okay, I'll go back to that. Seeing the sights and getting little tidbits of info of that regular tour guide. Oh my God, hold on, I'll have to hold it here.
You need to bring your other specs, mate.
I know, wouldn't have known or shared. I could see it, but it's all doubled there. I can kind of get here. Two glasses.
Mm.
Or I could get the bifocals, but they cost money.
Aye.
I look forward to the next journey outdoors. Hopefully Derek's arse will have dried off by then.
Never get it
soaking.
Dry. Never get it dry.
Got shrooms in it. Cheers and have a good show. Thanks, dude.
Chanterelles.
He's always so polite, isn't
Shiitake. He? Shiitake. He is. He's a wonderfully polite
and
man.
Show. I've seen his show and he's got his wee mic and everything now.
I don't
and he's and there's special effects.
Don't watch any of that. I don't watch that.
Industrial light and magic. There's nothing on him.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Just him eating food.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Little slavers out. And his beard.
Does he do one when he poops out the other end?
It's all there. Does it all.
I feel sorry for that food.
Paul Rini. Good morning, gentlemen. Gentlemen.
Oh, wonderful.
We are.
They know us so well.
After watching your tour bus video, I had to speak to the elders of Aberdeen and warn them that Dundee is now more interesting places than my beloved Granite City.
Oh, is it?
Ooh. Is that when we made it look? It wasn't
Aberdeen
deliberate.
Aberdeen have a bus tour.
Where do you go? There's Cadonas.
Uh-huh.
We're back at Cadonas. What do you do?
Pittodrie. Then you go to Torrey.
Oh God.
down to the harbour.
Oh, it's going to be the harbour. There's the harbour. And if you look carefully north from the harbour, there's Cadonis.
Oh, no, you could go to Fitty.
What?
Fitty. Oh,
okay. I suppose that explains why we're see the only open top buses when AFC do well. There's nothing to show tourists. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Work has now begun on the Shaman Mountain, on a Shaman Mountain on wheels. It will be named Excursion, and everyone will know where it is. We will show you Dundonians. That was a sentence. Now, either I couldn't read it, or he's having a stroke, or it's just Aberdonian.
He's doing a Raggy Omar. Did you see poor Raggy Omar?
Oh, yeah, what happened there?
Mini stroke.
Oh, God.
Live on television.
Terrible.
Awful. Yeah. He's fine, though.
Oh, that's good.
He's fine.
Anyway, have a good show. And Derek, if you haven't played Helldivers 2, you really should. Oh, yeah, I think I'll get to it.
What's Helldivers 2?
It's a game.
Oh, fuck off.
It looks good. Stupid. It's sort of based on Starship Troopers.
Helldivers 1?
No, Starship Troopers. And it sort of looks like that. And it's really good.
How long does it take to play, start to finish? 100 hours?
I don't think it just goes on forever.
You don't have time.
I don't have time.
You don't even have time to play that one of those Snake you get on your phone anymore. You just don't have
you
time.
You don't get Snake on your phone.
You don't have time to play Snake.
It's been like 25
Tetris,
years.
You don't have time to play Tetris.
Tetris is... Oh, God, you're just throwing all the names in like you know what you're talking about,
you don't have time.
No. Retro Box Room.
Oh, here we go.
Hi, guys. Since you're experts on the places to see in Dundee...
We are.
...and the first cruise ship of the year docked just the other day, he sent me a link.
Oh, no.
And I looked at the cruise ship, and from the outside, it looks really good. Inside, in the inside, it looks like an old folks' home.
No,
it smells of piss.
The thing is, they really thought that this was going to be a boon to Dundee, and the people don't leave the ship.
The problem is, when you leave the ship...
You meet Dundonians.
Well, I'm usually cycling... Well, not now, but I'm cycling past, and the first person to meet is me. And you know what? One of them shouted at me. This would probably be about 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was cycling past and they're all walking out and they started going, okay, okay. And that was them saying hello. So some cunt on the thing told them, or one of the security guys saying, to say hello to people, you shout okay. And they were all shouting okay at me. And I went, what the fuck you want, cunts? And they went, oh.
They don't spend money in Dundee.
The first
there's
thing
no
they
money,
got.
There's nowhere to spend money. If you come
there's
off
lots of Greggs.
Well, you just
everyone
come
loves
in,
a chicken bake.
You just get to go a pound stretcher.
Pound stretcher, right? And you can get batteries. And then
I
you go get
the,
a steak
the closest
bake.
Thing to
that's
the cruise ship would be what shopping centre would be? The Wellgate.
Oh, God. Not the Wellgate.
What do you get going there for? You go into the Spud you like. There's nobody there. There's a whole food court. There's nobody.
There's
in
a
there.
Whole food court with there's one thing in it.
there's Burger King and shit, and it's just one guy sitting there eating a sandwich he's brought for home.
Is there? Because when the last time I was there, it was all shut.
It's all shut, mate. There's a community greenhouse,
in a shopping centre.
In a shopping centre.
Oh fuck off!
And you need to go and get the key for somewhere else. It's all charred. It's really sad, man. It's really really.
They
sad.
They need to knock that place down.
No, I need to turn it into a cinema.
See, in the early 80s?
Oh.
After the first built it, it was all beautiful.
New,
it was really
shiny.
Stylish.
People used to go and look at that fucking stupid clock.
Yeah, but it was stylish. And then, in the late 80s, they went, let's clear out all the style and turn it into a sports centre.
Oh.
And they put this glass roof on. They never clean! There's a dead seagull that's been there for 8 years.
The only place that is quite busy is the gym at the top.
Yeah, that's been quite successful, I think. Yeah. So that's good.
Because idiots go to the gym now, because this is the latest thing. You're not going to give yourself an extra life.
No, that's true.
It's a waste of time.
I can't do anything now.
Once you go to the gym, you have to keep going to the gym and maintain it. And if you stop, and you just as you get older, it's getting deteriorated.
Although, once I get this fixed, I'll get this. I'll get a deal to go to gyms for recovery.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll be good.
Mm.
Don't go to that gym, mate.
No, I won't go to that one.
It's got glass.
There's one just down the road from me.
You can see people. Is there one underground somewhere?
Well, mate, no, I don't know.
One you could go to where nobody would see you, like dark somewhere.
Well, you could go to the one in Lochy Swimming. No one goes there, so you're on your own.
Just go there. Well, that's the best way for you exercise.
I remember years ago, as a kid, we used to go swimming, then you'd go up to the gym, and you'd just...
Fanny a bit.
Work out for a while. But all the weights and the bikes and everything was rusted.
Dusty.
Rusted through.
Well, no far from me, they built that on Black Street. the street to nowhere. They built they built that like outside gym, and nobody's ever used it.
Have you ever?
That cost tens of thousands of pounds.
Right, I'm going to ask people: have you ever seen anyone, apart from someone walking past, and going, "Oh,
actually using
using an outside gym"?
No,
I've never.
No,
if you go up to Arbroath, they've got these. Jeez. They're almost like art installation.
Yeah, okay.
All the gym, the bit is beautiful.
Nobody's using it. They'll have got some money to do that.
I'm surprised to see neither of you were the Dundee City volunteer advising the passengers on the best places to visit. God, that would be volunteer though.
Well, there's four people and us, six people.
Oh no, this is on the cruise. They had volunteers, and the cruise comes in, and you can volunteer and say, "Hey, here's where to go." Do you imagine us doing it?
Bastards.
I don't know a single street. I've lived here all my life,
and someone said,
"Do you know where Arkley Street is?"
No, couldn't tell you. No idea. You knew where Bash Street was, funnily enough, which isn't a real street.
No, I read the sign. That's the first time I've ever saw it.
You knew that.
I went, "Oh, there's Bash Street."
Well, Dundee's got these guys. They're called City Ambassadors, and they're just. They're just poachers turned gamekeepers, and they just spend all day speaking to all the junkies in the town. Yeah.
It's pretty.
They give them a uniform. You're outside all day. What are they doing?
What are they doing? If we were an ambassador, do you know something? Oh. I think we've brought more people to Dundee than anything else.
Oh, have you?
Certainly than the V&A.
So more in the jute industry.
More.
Oh. Shipyards.
Or are you going to visit the? Or are you going to visit the volunteers so we get a better look around?
I'll never volunteer for anything.
Get a better look around. We don't need any advice from volunteers on where to go.
I will never volunteer for anything. I've never volunteered in my life and I never will.
Why not? It's good for the soul.
It's stupid. If any job is any worthwhile, pay me.
Okay.
Don't volunteer. Fuck off. Pay me.
My mum currently has a job volunteering at the hospital.
She's to make up for a lot because she talks to people.
That's true. I understand that.
That's not going to clean off her slate.
I don't know.
When she gets to those pearly gates, she's going to be, and I volunteered.
I have noticed she's desperate and a lot more volunteering helping people.
I made scones for this and I knitted stuff for this and I did all this. And very good, very good. But I notice here, you birthed Derek Findas. And she's like, yeah. And they just hit the button. Straight to hell.
It's coming.
Straight to hell.
I had a feeling we'd seen more if we just got on a normal bus into town and back.
Yes.
I did feel sorry. Actually, if you got on the 28.
Yeah, if you got the 73, you'd see more.
You just see. Yeah, a 73. Oh, get on the 10 or 11 circular.
Yeah.
You'll see the whole of Dundee.
The whole of Dundee, yeah.
And it only costs, what, £3 or something. Yeah. So I've never been on a bus in 20 years. But
no.
It would only cost a few
pounds. After the incident, you're not allowed on the bus.
Wait a minute, hold on.
It was a weird route.
What's a day pass on a Dundee bus?
Oh, it's maybe £7.50 or something.
So if you spend £7.50, not £12.50, if you spend £7.50, you can go on all the buses in Dundee. You could actually set up a system where you could tell people, here's how to get all the different places on the buses.
Oh.
And you don't need a tour bus.
Wow.
And it's cheaper.
Mm.
And you're dry.
Yeah, you're dry.
And there's no moss on your trousers.
It's a smell sometimes.
Yeah. But
some people.
And there is a wee bit of drug use on the
well, we smelled drugs on that one, so.
All the way around.
All the way. All the way.
I hope you both got dry suits for your next adventure. Cheers, Retro Boxer.
We should show up in those old diving.
Cheers, dude.
Give me the brass helmet.
You know, my uncle was a Navy diver.
Oh.
And when he started, that's what they were using.
And you're a muff diver. So
that's what he was using. It's all panned out. I wouldn't go that far. Gross.
Fannies.
It looks like bacon. Dansk 404. Morning, chaps. That's a bit informal.
Chaps.
That's a bit informal.
How dare he? Just as well, I'm feeling ill.
Thoroughly. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'll let him off.
Thoroughly enjoyed watching the video of you both existing outside your comfort zones.
Nobody's reached out to us from Dundee City Council. I don't understand it. Because we were the first there. Blot's not there.
It's not been released to the public yet.
When it does.
And we'll release that one soon, actually, in the next couple of weeks.
That launches. Steve Marsh is going to pay us a visit. What's the matter? You upset with me coughing?
I heard a rattle.
Well, I'm trying.
What do you mean, what's the matter?
I'm trying to clear a bit of phlegm.
I could hear it, though.
I'm trying my best.
It's like a death rattle.
I could have just stayed in the house. I have no energy.
Really seeing the glory of an open top bus ride in Dundee.
Glorious is the word.
I don't know.
The only thing that could have made it worse if we'd been hit by lightning, because we would have been fried to a crisp in our wet seats.
Wouldn't that have been good content?
Content. I would have done it for content.
Still convinced that one of you will get into a fight when you do one of these outdoor episodes. Actually, if you go back to the very first one we did, you threatened that pedo guy to knock him off the bike.
Yeah, he
went fast.
He went faster, yeah.
No burning issues to raise, but still waiting for that Goron plus the VR episode. I think that's it would be a good one.
We'll have to do it.
We'll have to do it. Get you in VR. I'll set that up.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'll do that.
We'll do that.
So, we do have one more.
Oh, there's more.
Now,
okay.
I forgot to read this one out last week.
Okay.
And I have to apologise.
Oh.
To
somebody make a
Sharon Tate's badger. Because he went, where the fuck was my fucking thing? You don't read it out. I'll fucking knife you. And I was like, oh,
he's a long way away.
Yeah, but he's still... I can imagine
he's
getting
a plane.
But he asks proper questions, and this is what confuses us.
He does.
Who is the best and why? Alfred Hitchcock, John Carpenter, George Romero, or Terence Fisher? I can answer this.
Go ahead.
Alfred Hitchcock. Don't put your face on the curtain. You don't wipe it on the curtain. That's been said before.
I'm coughing, isn't it?
Don't. Oh, if that goes back shiny. Right.
Okay.
Alfred Hitchcock, the most professional, the most slick films.
Pervert, though. You feel like
you're... Dirty bastard.
You feel like you're inside his sexual peccadillos, okay?
John Carpenter.
He's a very cruel man with the women. He's cruel.
He was a prick, yeah.
Cruel, yeah.
John Carpenter. Now, here's the thing with him. Hit and miss. When he hits, it's amazing.
Yeah, I like his stripped-back kind of style. I like his little music he spits, he does.
His editing is weird.
Yeah, it's good. He
delivers his style.
I get
the
feeling that'll do. Yeah.
Right. George Romero.
He's a sloppy bastard.
I don't think he's great.
No, but he's a blue collar filmmaker.
Yeah, but I don't think he's great. I just think he's done great films.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
But he would be the first to admit he's no style.
Terence Fisher, jobbing director, consistent, all the Hammer stuff in that, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
But I would have to say probably Hitchcock's the best one.
Hitchcock's made some genuine classics.
Because when you think of like a Dracula film or Day of the Dead or Prince of Darkness compared to Psycho, Psycho's a definitive film.
The Hammer stuff, it was held down a little bit by some of the sets are a bit shonky. I like the late Hammer where it all got a bit really pervy. Lot of tits.
Every series of films in
Twins
the UK, though, get pervy.
Yeah,
like Carry On and that. They get pervy.
Well,
you
get caught. My mum, again, these were Certificate X movies, but they were very tame. But then the 60s and 70s, the world got a wee bit harder edged and they're looking a bit twee. So they kind of scrabbled a little bit and made that kind of perviness.
I remember, was it The Stud and The Bitch? They were on TV once.
Jesus
and
Christ.
I watched them. If you want teenagers not to have sex,
what's that?
So I'm going to put them
what's
off. Get them
late,
to watch them.
What's that late Hitchcock one? Is it Frantic? The one with the strangler?
Frenzy?
Frenzy,
yeah.
It's really unsettling.
Yeah, but they're ugly at that point.
Who did that? Can that Peepin' Tom? Who did Peepin' Tom? That was the guys that did the Red Shoes and the Black Narcissus and stuff. They're good.
Black Narcissus.
Yeah,
it's one of the greatest,
that's a pervy fucking film.
Greatest films
beautiful,
ever made.
Beautiful film. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
We're going to go to the Himalayas, and I went, that's awfully expensive.
What they can do?
How about we do it in England and just use paintings?
Matte paintings.
It's the greatest look
there's
ever.
There's a matte painting that gives you vertigo.
Yeah, and then when they're at that bell, and you're just, it's just amazing. I love one of my favorite films. Do you want to know why?
I'm just looking up.
The crazy nun comes bursting out at the end, and I went, hello.
She's all sweaty.
As a kid, I went, that's my kind of lady.
She's also
always
sweaty.
Yep. Love it.
Oh, God.
Mad eyes.
I like The Birds is wonderful.
The Birds is okay.
No, I like The Birds.
The Birds is okay.
I like it.
I like that. Are you looking up Hitchcock films?
No, I'm just looking up some of the...
Because I always think The Birds is fine.
Terence Fisher did The Devil Rides Out.
Yeah, that's fine.
I like when the old Christopher Lee, he's very debonair in that. He's a terrible liar.
Even though I said that, my favourite is John Carpenter.
Who Who's the best British director? Hitchcock, because Hitchcock's beloved in America.
Yeah.
The French love him.
Yeah.
He's talked about seriously. I like John Boorman. I love John Boorman movies.
Actually, very
He's a right stylist. He's done some great stuff. What's the one in the rainforest? The Green Planet or something. Kind of, in it. That's a beautiful film.
There's some good film. There's some good directors, but I don't know. Favourite directors sort of... Oh, God, that's a difficult
one. You could Scottish guys say the guy that did The Local Hero.
I know who my favourite director is.
Who?
Mr. Sturton.
He's up there.
He's up there.
He's up there. Did Alfred Hitchcock carry a knife? Probably. Did he have two knives? Unlikely.
They did.
All there, Sturton.
Sturton came here with a bodyguard.
He came here with a bodyguard.
Who I would not fight.
No. He was,
I would be murdered.
He was greased. He was ready for
the
battle.
I would not fight.
Dangerous man.
I would not fight either. That's what gets a bit of work done on set, because you know your director's going to kick the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it. And that's something I appreciate about Sturton.
I like a good zombie movie, though. George Romero. The one in the shopping centre is fucking great. I do enjoy
it. Oh, you see, now, I was lucky enough to see that at the cinema.
I've seen that because Dundead did it. I saw that in the cinema.
They had an all-night show.
Yeah, it's good.
And it was all the zombie films and that. And it used to be on at the ABC.
Oh.
And you'd go down and see films like Evil Dead, all the...
It was schlocky and...
Four Nightmare on Elm Street films with the Evil Dead in the middle. Oh. And you went at 11 at night and sat all night watching them.
I've not seen the Nightmare on Elm Street films for a long time. Some of the kills in that are great.
Dream Warrior stands up. It's a good film.
Some of them
it's
are
still good.
The one where the guy gets sucked off into the bed.
Ooh. I watched the night as zombie films.
I love zombie films.
And they're not great.
Zombies are blue collar, man.
You know
the
one they're underground?
They're a nice one.
And that's the bleak one.
Oh, the very bleak one. The scene where the hands come through the wall is really good.
Well, it's not.
I love it.
You haven't seen it for a while because the actress in it,
she's
Miss times it. She goes, and
I love her
getting a fright. You're meant to go, motherfucking.
I love her.
But she goes like that. Watch it now.
I love
and all
it.
The hands come through the polystyrene. She goes,
love it.
Ah, it's weak. It's weak.
Zombies, they're weak. They shamble about. Yeah, they can just tear you apart. Like, if I was to reach over the table and try and tear you apart, it takes a bit.
Yeah, but
the
zombies
just touching, you just peel off.
Apart.
Yeah, like a ripe banana.
That night, Terminator, saw that, right? But in the middle of it, and Robocop.
Good.
But in the middle of it, before the zombie films, there was a film I never heard of. And I'm sitting with my mates, right? It's early hours of the morning. We're sitting watching it. Just enjoying the films. And at that age, you can stay up all night.
You can.
It was fine. Imagine, now, I'd be fast asleep by 11:30.
Okay.
And this film came on called Flesh Gordon.
Oh.
A fucking porno.
That's a porno. I have never seen it.
And I'm
watching... It's like dildo ships and stuff.
It's, you've got Professor Jerkoff, Dale Hardon, penisauruses.
So it's a subtle animal.
It's a subtle one, you know. You have to pick
Flesh
up on it.
Flesh Gordon's quite pervy, though.
It's
Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
The torture scenes, and there's a lot of sweat. And
I used to love it all.
It's a great film. It's great.
Oh, not the film. I was talking about the series from the 30s.
Oh, Buster Crab.
I love that.
Wasn't it good?
Love that.
Buster Crab.
Bit of sparkler in a spaceship and just put it in circles.
Marvelous.
No, this. And there's tits and
Buster
fucking.
Buster Crab rocks up in a Gil Gerard when he was in a Buck Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Buster Crab rocks up as a pilot in that. I'm sure
does he?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm sure
wonderful.
He does. They get some
old... tiny.
Yeah, tiny
just a
wee guy.
So, I'm
wore
sitting...
a truss.
That's
is he
right.
still alive, Gil Gerard?
Oh, no, I'm not sure.
Was it Prince? Who was it? Adama. Not Adama, the evil princess in Buck Rogers. I liked her.
In Buck Rogers? Or Flash Gordon?
Buck Rogers. Ken Daring, his pal.
Wilma
Daring.
Wilma.
She was going to be in Voyager. She was going to be Captain Janeway.
Would have been a good choice.
Would have been.
Good
like
choice.
Like to see more of her.
You know her, I can't remember her name, but she was Diane or Diana, whatever her name was, in V. And she ate the...
Oh, what's happened to her? She was marvellous.
She was in Neighbours.
Was she?
Yeah.
Doing what? Recently?
Yeah. She was in Neighbours.
Oh.
Weird.
I loved her. She was so good.
She was great. Again, dark hair. bit crazy. You peel her skin off.
Oh, I
she's
thought
evil.
She was crazy. Oh. She was very considered when she was.
Yeah, but I like that.
She sometimes cough up a bit of a furball.
Always loved. Honestly, see, as a kid, if you saw someone on the TV and they were meant to be evil, a woman, they had dark hair.
They had dark hair.
The good had blonde hair.
The blondes always, yeah.
And then they were always a bit, and screaming. And I was like, my God, what is happening? There's a stirring in my loins.
Never watched Cleo Raucous.
See what I mean? That's Cleo Raucous on the Dundee bus.
She raucoused my world back in the day.
My goodness.
The imagine, Cleo Raucous, the hire her for the Dundee bus. I'd be marvellous.
It would. Choose.
She's still got this youthful energy and vigour to her.
You know the guy we got the coffee off of?
Yeah.
After it. I was watching, he'd done a wee video on, and I got it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it just came up. And there's one shot, there's a queue as far as that I can see.
People love their coffee.
I was like, good for you, son. That's success. See, I'm wanting success for people, especially if you're a small business.
Yeah.
So when you're offered the car for free, you can afford it.
On the most, on 90% of the days when it's just pishing down, he's busy, quiet. Yeah. But on a sunny day, he does well. It's like ice cream sellers. It's a bit of a... Okay. Umbrellas. If you sell umbrellas.
Umbrellas.
It's a good business.
I saw that Millie Bobby Brown.
I despise her with a passion.
Wait and hear this. She says, if she sees a man with an umbrella, it gives her the ick. So if someone's trying to keep themselves dry... she says such a shit.
She's the one, honestly, to fuck. I know there's a lot of horrible people in the world.
She
Millie Bobby Brown is
well.
The worst person. She says she doesn't watch films.
Yeah.
Doesn't watch films. She can't act. She's terrible.
She's awful.
Someone's told her she's good looking. Periodically, on my timeline, it pops up her on a beach. And she repulses me. Everything about her is repulsive.
See, here's the thing. I'm as ugly as fuck.
But shows she. She's an ugly bastard.
Hold on. But if someone said, we're needing someone ugly for this scene, I'd be like, I'm quite happy with it. I can lean into it.
But I think the other cast hate her guts.
Have you seen the interviews?
The Harbour
and they
guy,
start speaking.
Harbour,
and she butts
Harbour
in
really hates her.
Just
David Harbour hates
really?
Her guts. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But she's no got the career she seems to think she has.
No.
Because I watched that damsel. It's terrible. The other lassie, the ginger haired lassie's got
she's
a better
great,
career.
She's Sadie great. Sink. She's great.
The cast are great apart. No, but the thing, the shame of her is she was actually good.
She was great.
In the first series.
But there's a...
But she's forgot how to play herself.
See, here's the problem.
Because she's become her.
I remember there was this artist.
Oh.
And they were like 11 or something.
Okay.
And they were doing these works of art and they were just showing them to people and they go, what do you think? They're stunning. It's amazing. Mm. An 11-year-old done that. You're like, whoa. Mm. But then they became 25 and they were doing the same pictures.
Oh, no,
and people went, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. And I think this is what's happening with a lot of kid actors.
I've often found, though, these artists, they push and they're like, oh, genius. And there's one kid that does all these landscapes.
Yeah.
Often their parents pushed them to do it.
Yeah.
Often. Yeah, often.
Don't want that.
No, they don't develop.
And then occasionally you just get some savant genius that does this amazing work in that.
Yeah.
But again, that can happen, which I've seen, where they just become an adult.
Kids are little bastards. I don't have any
No,
they're
don't.
Just little bastards. Millie Bobby Brown, she just... If that's that generation...
She's
not going to have a
generation.
Career. People don't like her. She's annoying.
I think that's a problem for
her.
Yeah,
just a likability factor.
I think...
But the likability factor can be faked. Because The Rock, old Dwayne, has this likability factor, and it's starting to crack a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's a corporate likability.
Yeah.
I don't think he himself is quite as likable as you would have you think.
Well, the thing is, right, this is the weird thing.
Yeah.
We're a couple of cunts.
Oh, awful.
But in real life, generally likable.
We're even worse.
No, we're likable.
We're actually worse.
We don't cause trouble.
Never cause trouble.
We're trying not to.
We're trying not to.
There's a new...
Again, once we get some sponsorship.
Once
from
we get some stickers.
Rooster.
We're in it for the stickers.
One sticker.
Look, have you noticed? There's new stickers here. I found... When we got... they're all peeling already.
All peeling
I'll glue
off.
Them
That's
off.
Unfortunate.
But I found the rest of them from when we moved. So we've got more stickers. We've got Plan
That's
9
nice.
From Outer Space.
That's nice.
I can't remember who sent them.
Yeah.
We've got Werewolf of London.
That's lovely, though.
Look at them all.
They're really peeling.
They're peeling. I'll get some glue and pop them back on.
Glue them on.
But God, you're tired.
I've barely slept.
You're a wee bit grey.
Keep waking up in the middle of the night. I've started drinking. There's a guy in my hometown got addicted to cough medicine.
Yeah, it happens.
Because it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's that stuff Purple drank?
What?
Purple drank. A lot of the rappers were taking America.
Oh, I don't know.
It's
that.
Cough medicine with booze in it. Call it Purple drank.
Oh, God. I be don't nice, know wouldn't that. It? No, no.
Yeah.
Why? No, would you? But this you guy, say it would be nice, wouldn't it? And yeah, expect me to nice. Agree with you.
Well, there was a guy in my hometown, and his photograph was in every chemist within a 50-mile radius because he was buying, like, night nurse.
That was
he's addicted
was the
to night nurse.
Get, yeah.
Night nurse. Remember the advert for
it? I do remember it. That was the one. But when I was at school, it was gas.
Oh, yeah.
Glue.
Americans call it whippets, don't they? Wickets, whippets.
Whippets.
Can the gas on the top of the cream?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, this
that.
Was
oh, yeah.
lighter
oh,
gas.
That shit will kill you stone dead.
And everyone, oh, God, everyone was on it. You're just sitting in the classroom.
I've seen people do it and then frothing at the mouth.
Yeah.
I'll kill you stone dead.
Yeah, just one hit will do it.
Kill you.
No one died.
No.
No one died, but
no,
there was a few...
The glue was a thing.
A few seizures, shall we say.
My mum's a hairdresser and she was often like, the hair was full of super glue.
Yeah.
But we were kids and we were going around with catapults. We're going to this woods to shoot tin cans and balls and stuff.
Yeah.
And here's this fence, a Pelin fence. And there's all these like punky people and they'd taken their belts and they'd tied their belt and they were just... The plastic bags, but they'd them over their lugs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Legal.
Just going to die
and
that
they're
way.
All just like that.
Yeah.
They all moved on to heroin, all of them.
In the old innocent days of glue. I have seen a guy with a can of paint that I recognised.
That shit will set in your lungs.
And he was just half pressing it to get the gas out. It was etching paint for steel.
Jesus.
Have you ever used etching paint?
No.
You can't use it indoors. It's so dangerous. And he was going, all stiff.
For that
and then going
slight
back,
buzz.
And you're like, that, you can't survive
oh
with that.
Oh, my Lord.
But I've known people in Dundee in their 50s still on the glue. And they have it.
Because it's cheap.
It's cheap. And they'll have it like, they'll maintain their life. And they'll come home from work and they'll have a wee glue bag and get a hit off it.
They used to
How
take,
about that?
They used to take the gas lamps in the tenements and they'd bubble the gas through milk and then drink the milk.
Yeah.
I've seen
people are willing to do anything if they live in Dundee.
I've seen people drinking a aftershave.
They were on the tour.
Cheap aftershave. There was people during the pandemic that were drinking hand sanitizer.
The hand sanitizer thing. Because this is the thing, right? In Dundee.
I've seen a guy
they
drinking
were talking on
Brasso.
Facebook.
I've seen a guy drinking Brasso. He had a handkerchief over his mouth and he was drinking
clearing
Brasso.
The grit out. There was a
Brasso.
A Facebook group in Dundee telling people how to dilute the amount you dilute with water, the alcohol for your hands, the hand cleaner, and then you can drink it. And they were talking about it. Do it safely, mind. And then they were diluting it. And
oh my God.
That's what you're willing to do that. You're willing
just
to do it. But honestly, I knew someone, shirt and tie to work, office job, right? And come home at night and he still had his glue. That shrinks your brain.
Of course it will.
It shrinks your brain. It physically fucks it up. But he'd been on the glue probably at that time since he was 11.
Must have been quite good. The guys I was at school with used to put a white stuff,
Tippex
on skins and make wee rollies out of it and smoke it.
Not good for you.
Not good for you
actually,
at all.
Actually, I'll point out now.
Mike Nesbitt from the Monkees, his mother invented Tippex.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say
he's
something
still
right
alive,
now.
Mike Nesbitt. I think he's away.
He's dead.
I think there's just Mickey Dolenz is left.
Just him.
Peter Tott's away.
All gone.
Mickey
but I'm going to say something now. All the things we're describing, glue, Tippex, smoking Tippex, they're all bad for you.
Yeah, so
please don't do them.
But saying a Cornetto's bad for you, sugar's no good for you.
I think there's a bit of an extreme jump there.
Well, there is. Mars bar's not the best.
No, a Mars bar's
you
bad for
you. See some of the
you.
Fat fuckers in Dundee, didn't tell me sugar. Maybe,
but going in the Wellgate toilets with glue in your face is a bit more dangerous.
Maybe a bit of glue to extend their life. If and, one less Mars bar, a bit more glue.
And the reason I say the Wellgate toilets, when I was a kid, I used to bunk off school.
And
you go in the toilets.
Oh, they've all got glue in there.
Everyone's on glue.
Wonderful.
They would sit on the sinks just on glue. Everyone's on glue and you're really needing a shit, but you had to...
to wait for them to be on the glue.
Yeah, they were all on the glue and just lying there. Sometimes I thought they were dead, but they were just...
Well, the famous one, the American, like embedded journalist, was the American troops end of the Second World War. And there was like Soviet soldiers. He says they're all going about. And he says they're all, a whole regiment, all dead. Because they'd all taken the... they'd all drunk like antifreeze.
That's a common one.
But he says they're all dead.
Drink it, yeah.
They're all going to die. And they're just all going about dancing about. But he says, yeah, a whole lot of them are fucked.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oof.
Antifreeze. People
they would drink,
drink
stuff. In my hometown, you go into the pubs and somebody would have like a plastic ball. And it was just the alcohol. Because the cooperage, there'd be great mile-long fucking parts full of... mm-hmm. barrels, whiskey barrels, and in the sun they would sweat and they would tip them in Billings. They'd get this, like the wood alcohol that come out, sweated out of the wood, and they would drink that shit. And it could make you blind.
Why would you?
Because it's cheap.
While you're sitting in a pub.
You're sitting in
you
a pub.
You got your wee bottle with you.
No, before, like a wee freebie, like you with your car.
Well, I didn't get it, did I? Because I can't afford a free car.
Just as well.
Jesus fucking Christ, I'm so poor.
There's not, no such thing as free in this world.
People look at this and look at all our. And they just go, they're loaded. Oh. So fucking skint. And a moving house. It's... oh, okay. That's terrible.
That's okay.
You know what? You know what? We're going to wrap up here because you're a bit grey.
I'm just
you're waning. Your shoulders are down. You're just fading.
I'm
so
fading
you've
fast.
Done well. You've done well.
I got through it. It's for you guys. Just for some stickers.
For stickers?
I'll do anything for a sticker.
I don't have enough money for food this week, but stickers.
Stickers.
Ladies and stickers. Gentlemen, until next time.
Could you go and just visit the car and just let? Would they let you just sit in it?
Well, we were up when it took. It's not because it's the new cars were out. I went to look at it and was pretending I was buying one, and I was looking around it and I thought, one day
you weren't a fool anyway.
2 weeks later, you've got one, and I went, it's too expensive. But it's free. It's too expensive.
Can I remember I was in London years ago and I went into this very expensive. Gentleman's grooming place, and they had like aching badger brushes, soap brushes with stag and silver helps, beautiful, and like can beautiful hand Japanese steel fucking razors in the works. Nothing had a price on it, nothing. And I says, "How much is that?" And the look he gave.
No, you've asked.
He wasn't even getting.
You've asked. Yeah, you're not going to get it. This happened to me in a similar way. Every day I'd come out my work and I'd go for lunch, and every day I'd pass in the the overgate. I'd pass this guy selling Sky TV, and he'd
never
go,
came near you.
"Sky TV, miss. Sky TV, sir. Sky TV, miss." I'd pass and he'd go, just look away, pretend it wasn't there. This went on for a fucking year.
Did you eventually approach him?
No, he didn't, and I didn't approach him. But the hate I got from him, because I thought,
yeah, you fucking cheeky.
Now,
he knows you.
The one thing is, could I afford Sky TV? No.
To be honest,
but that's
with
not
you,
the
mate,
fucking point.
Sky TV. I know some rum people that have got Sky TV.
But I
so
prioritise.
You're not low. He's not suggesting you're low class. He's suggesting you're
sub
basement.
Yeah.
Sub.
I don't exist.
Like, not even human. No,
yes.
He doesn't think you can actually work a television.
So I thought, I'm going mad. Is it just me? But then I left that job and I was going another way. I was going through the Wellgate and they had Virgin for sale. Never fucking approached me. There was an old wifey screaming at people and they're trying to sell her Virgin. And they saw me and just looked away.
Oh, wow. That's one of the
I couldn't afford it. Again, not the point. But fucking hell.
It's very expensive, Sky. Rupert Murdoch hasn't even had the steam off my pish. I've never given him any. I've never bought anything he's ever produced, ever.
Susan had Sky.
See that Game of Thrones? That was Fox, some affiliate of Fox, did it? Somehow. Because it was shown on... Yeah, it doesn't...
Susan had 5G. She had Virgin. And she was spending like 60 quid a month.
Bad.
So I said... What are you using your internet for? Just emails and that.
Oh.
Right. What you watch on TV? Just basically terrestrial.
Sharp rifles.
I was like, get rid of it. She got rid of it all and just got unlimited on her phone and uses it as a hotspot. And it's like 18 quid a month.
Perfect. Oh, you've helped her, right?
You don't need it.
My mum and dad had, well, they don't call it Virgin, they call it Virgin.
Virgin.
Virgin. And they're spending a fortune.
Get rid of
it's the guys that like all the sport. They're spending a fortune to have the football.
I do have Amazon, but it's only like it's Amazon, a lot cheaper.
Amazon Prime's a fucking waste of time. The film's on that shit. Plus there's adverts now.
No, it's adverts unwatchable. All the way through. Unwatchable. It, yeah. That's quite annoying, but I do.
Unwatchable.
I do a lot.
You do.
I buy a lot, and I get my deliveries.
You certainly do a lot.
I get a lot off that. So
you get a lot. You get a lot of bang.
I've got a Henry Hoover.
I bet you do.
That's coming.
The
tomorrow.
The things though, that Henry Hoover of yours has seen.
I love a Henry Hoover.
It's the one
Hoover.
Henry Hoover that's got sad eyes.
You know, you get stickers to put over the eyes, please, to make them sad and do different things.
Please, please.
Make it look it's been through a lot.
Nonsense all my life.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You seen the guy that's got the Henry Hoover tattoo and he's...
I have seen that, yeah, it's fucking awful.
It's grimace. There was a guy in the... Some guy, I hope he wasn't Scottish, he may well have been, but he was in Spain and had to basically fucking tell him to put his top on because his big fat bellied a woman.
Oh, God.
And the belly button was a fanny.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you do it?
He says, now, I know it's obscene.
My tattoos are terrible.
Oh, they're awful, but they're not obscene.
But they're not obscene.
No, they're not obscene.
So I get it. You can get an awful tattoo. Mine looks like I've done them myself.
Yeah.
They're awful.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, they're not obscene.
When you get a fanny on it.
Stand up so splayed open.
A whole vagina tattooed in their armpit.
So I must have been sore as well.
Oh, my God.
Right in the soft meat of your oxter.
All thrushy and imagine sweating.
Imagine doing that though.
And all the hair
to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking ink prostitutes. That's what tattooists are. They'll just do anything.
Until next time. Laters.
Aye, I'm a way to die somewhere. I'm a way to lie down.